Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary King. You are now tuning live to Spiritual Feedings. What is the meaning or the true meaning of salvation? Let's talk about it. Get your plate because it's time to get your spiritual feeding on with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. Real talk and real people. Let's go.
Let's do it.
You accuse me of a mess. You accuse me of a mess. You accuse me. Let me testify. You accuse me of a mess.
Time to get that testifying time on. My Mitch is live in the building. What a
yeah.
Mitch. We about to get live right into this thing, man, and talk to our brothers and sisters, the whole nation, about this salvation. Got to give a big round of applause for you, man.
Yes. Definitely need to get it in about salvation, man. We definitely need to get into the foundation of it all.
Right about that. But before we start and open up the show and do anything, we definitely want to open it up with prayer. And I'm going to pass the praise over to you, Mike Mix. Let's go.
Man, definitely. Let's go. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for this time of fellowship, for this time of union, Father. We pray that you will use us as vessels to do your work, to do your will, Father, as we go forth and presenting salvation as you will present it, Father. We pray that every listener will be blessed, will be encouraged, will be edified, will be exalted on tonight, Father. We don't do this for us. We do it for you. And that you be glory. Yeah. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto yourself, Father. And right now, we just thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for my sister, Diva Mary Kay. Continue that you pray that you bless us and strengthen us in this daily walk, Father, for it's not easy.
Yeah.
But you said you didn't say it would be easy. You said you'll never leave nor forsake us, Father. And we just thank you for your promises, for your word, for you building us up, and ask that you continue to bless us right now, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, brother, amen. We definitely want to turn up. Y'all call us, amen. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. You can also listen to us live in the chat room. And big shout out to Grindhard Radio. I see y'all. You can go right to the chat room, listen to us live online. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.com/DivaSpot. We got some goodies for y'all. We got one of our godly guests coming live in the building with us in a few. We got Jerk coming in. I know y'all like Jerk, yes, but there is a meaning behind that, and we're going to let him break it down for us. Also, we're going to go ahead and get into testimony time. That's later on in the show, and we got to definitely go hit up the chat room, check in, and we're going to get to the guidelines because we know we're going to have some feedback. So let's dive right into it. We got the scripture for today, which is Romans 10. Yes, you got to bring your Bible to this minute.
Yeah, you got to. You can't eat without your plate, your fork, and your napkin.
And that's your Bible.
And a little bit of grape juice to wash it down with.
A little bit of Welch's. Yeah, you know what I mean? Now that you grab your Bibles, and I want to put this key out for all of us that have Bibles in our house, open your Bibles in your home. Let the blessing come out of those Bibles. Don't have them closed up. Open them up. Open them up in them homes.
I got a few of them.
Just let, keep them all open. And so the scripture, the key scripture today is Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. Again, that's Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And it goes to say, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that it shall confess with thy mouth that it shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessions is made unto salvation. So again, the key scripture is Romans 10, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. So we definitely going to be going in on that. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the praise over to you, Mike Mitch.
Yeah, definitely, man. When we look into the Romans 10:9-10, you know, we definitely want to get into the meat of that and understand that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that's the key right there. If we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, he says, then we will be saved, you know. So a lot of times we go through and we say Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. Okay, yeah, sometimes we just acknowledge him as the Savior, but sometimes we don't acknowledge him as Lord. You know, we definitely need to be more keen to his lordship as far as him being the ruler over our lives, the sovereign ruler of our lives. Let him take control over our lives, you know what I'm saying? Let him fully come into our situations, to our very being, embody everything within us, and let him be that Lord that we so-called claim him to be, you know? Once we take that, you know, the trials and tribulations won't be extra or added trials and tribulations to it, because sometimes we get outside of him and we add extra problems to, you know, the trials that he uses to build us up. You know, we add extra trials and tribulations that continue to frustrate us, and we make a mess out of another situation. But he said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that's what we're talking about right now, which is salvation. And I'm going to go ahead and pass the praise right back to you, dear Mary Kay.
No problem. Talking about that salvation, our salvation, I'm taking a word from it, and big shout out to Future Guru 100 for giving me the knowledge. Salvation, salvage, save.
Right.
These words is coming from that word to save something, to salvage. You got to understand that you are worth saving, that you that your life is worth, and your spirit is worth being saved, is worth salvaging it from the damaged part. And like Mike Mitch saying, you know, when we make a mess of things, and I call that being Jesus Jr. Being Jesus Jr. You know, you can't be walking around here trying to be Jesus Jr. You know, you got to pay attention to exactly what you're doing. You know, because we will reach out to God and say, God, you know, help me out of this situation. Save me from this addiction. Save me from this gang banging. Save me from this alcohol. Save me from this anger management. Save me from these sexual thoughts. Save me from this poverty.
Right.
Save me from this financial burden. And we ask the Lord to take care of this. But once you put it in the pot, it's hot. Don't touch that pot. You know, once you ask God to do something, then 24 to 48 hours later, we're trying to do it ourselves. That's just like, you know, me saying, hey, Mike Mitch, you know, can you watch my man? Can you watch my little man while I go to work? I asked him this on Friday. He was like, cool, you know, queen, I got you. You know, because I needed it for Monday. Then come Sunday, I turn around, and, you know, and I ask Jit. I be like, Jit, can you watch Man for me? But here Mike Mitch and Jit come together on Sunday and be like, yeah, you know, I got to watch Man for Diva. And, you know, Mike Mitch is going to be looking at Jit like, wait a minute, she just asked me to do it. Do she not have confidence in me?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, you know what? We God shouldn't have to question our trust and our faithfulness in him.
Right.
Our belief in him. So you
and vice versa.
Yeah. You shouldn't be, you know, doubting your trust in the Lord, that he is going to take care of it for you. And and that comes with, you know, I just recommitted myself on Sunday in church, in my church. There's nothing wrong with recommitting, even if you're in a church. But it was my thinking, and it was my attitude, and it was a lifestyle that I was living that I know it was not pleasing to the Lord. My relationship is more important with God than this worldly relationship, salvation.
Right.
And being that I recommitted myself, the heavens are singing and praising like, oh, my God, Ebony's back. Diva has came back. They're rejoicing.
Definitely.
I'm worth being saved. So, you know, salvation, we got to really understand the importance of salvation and getting saved.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people out
there. This is the basis. Yeah, this is the basis of your whole foundation. You know what I'm saying? First, you got to, you know, once you stand up for something, You know, and what we stand up for is just the gospel. It's that we stand up for that Jesus Christ is who we say he is, and that's what we stand up for. But until you realize that he really is that, you can't really worship him truthfully. You know what I'm saying? You can't really worship him with your whole heart because you don't believe. You know, so once he said, once you confess and you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you know, anything we believe in, we're going to fight for. Anything that we that we believe in, we're going to stand for. And we're going to go to the end of it. To the end, to make people see our point. You know what I'm saying? Not going to be people over the head with this gospel, but we are going to show them Jesus in love. We are going to show them Jesus in the way we smile, the way we are godly conversations. So we're going to show them, you know, that, hey, even you too can be saved. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what the body of Christ is meant to do. That's what it's supposed to do, is to work effectively to advance the kingdom.
Yeah, and standing firm. I like that you said that. Standing firm in the word of God. Standing firm. You just can't. It's like you. It's not a movement. It's a lifestyle.
Right,
like you can't
right.
say, okay, you know, I got hired at Verizon, and so I don't like Verizon no more, so I'm gonna go over to Sprint. No,
right.
That's not
right.
how it works. Because. And one thing I do want to say, and God is moving me to say this to everybody that's listening, even myself, to repeat it, every day you got to kill your flesh.
Right.
Flesh woman, flesh man.
Right.
I'm going to break this down. Flesh woman, flesh man. These are the people that live with us every day, and you just can't evict them. You have to go through proper, you have to go through channels, and you got to go through changes to get this person out of your life, meaning you got to kill the flesh every day. For me, I have to kill my flesh every day. I have to hate my sin. I have to hate smoking. I got to hate drinking. I got to hate cussing. I got to hate getting mad. I got to hate calling people new niggas. I have to work on me, and there is a flesh woman in the inside of me, but I'm not letting her take over my house. This is mine. Every day you have to reclaim.
And the hard part is that they look just like you.
They look just like me. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm killing myself. Hold on, Diva, wait a minute. Wait, you're talking about killing myself. No, we're talking about killing the flesh.
Yeah, killing
the
flesh.
Look, don't say Diva Mary Kay and Mike Miss told you to kill your
flesh. Right.
We ain't gonna
jump off the bridge. No, we ain't tell you that.
We ain't say that. We just talking about your unwanted roommate,
that
you think that you're comfortable with. This person is not doing nothing but tearing your house down.
Your spirit, your
home. It's coming from the inside, but look how it's affecting the outside. So you got to be able to get yourself in a position and get to some good armor, the armor, which is the Lord, the word, to be able to kill this person, because this person is killing you, you're killing your family, and they moving forward, they coming to destroy everything. And a lot of people were saying, oh, the devil made me do it. No.
Right.
Man, we got a revelation
because we was talking last night. In James 1, it told us that, sin, I don't want to misquote nothing. Let me go ahead and get it right. You know, I keep my word in front of me, so therefore I'm going to go ahead and get it right for the people. Let's see here. We got it right here where it say, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. So the key here says, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each one is tempted when by his own evil desires. So a lot of times we give the devil credit when he ain't did nothing. He like, oh, cool, good looking out. Appreciate that, but I had nothing to do with that. But good looking out anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's by our own evil lust, our own lust.
Yeah, look at the stages had to go through. It started with us, our own evil thinking, that went from evil thinking, that turned into lust, that turned into sin, that turns into death.
Right.
Wow. And it all started from us, the evil thinking, to the lust, to the sin, to the death. There's no
right.
growth in there. No growth.
Exactly. So we thank God for Jesus.
thank God for Jesus coming through. Yes, and get some repenting. Yes, and I'm glad that you said that because I spoke to an individual and I was telling about God and the good news and how good, you know, all the good things that God has presented to me, the correction. I'm not upset when God corrected me now. And
right.
Because I got understanding. I'm thankful for that correction because it has brought me more good works in my life for me to be able to be used as a tool for y'all and for his victory. It ain't about me. I ain't puffed up on myself no more. But what
right.
he was saying is, he was like, you know, I got to get myself together before I come to the Lord. I done did some bad things. I done did this. I done did that. And you know what I said to him? I said, that's great. That's good. You know that you went through all this stuff and you even did some bad things in your life. Because once you come to the Lord, you confess, you accept him as your Savior.
Right.
He can start to work on you. He wants you
right.
to come broken.
Right.
He wants you to come broken. Because this way he can start helping you and working on you and putting some blessings in your life and showing you how to plant a good seed so you can get a good harvest.
Get a good
rather
harvest.
Rather than that bad seed that you was planting and getting a bad harvest.
Right.
So
yeah,
he can get the victory.
Amen. Definitely.
Pass the praise on the left-hand side. Come on, pass the praise on the left-hand side.
Oh,
my God.
Pass the praise like we used to do.
That's
some good stuff right there too, man. That is good, man. When you think about the goodness of God, you can't help but to, you know, there's no words that can describe it, you know. Especially when you think about how messed up you used to be, you know, how you were yesterday. You know what I'm saying? How you were yesterday to the man I am today. You know, I can say thank you, Jesus, because without him. You know, my mother couldn't do it, my father couldn't do it, my grandparents couldn't do it, my girl couldn't do it, my sister and brother couldn't do it. Nobody could do it for me but God, because it's supernatural. You know what I'm saying? It was supernatural. It just couldn't be done by no human. You know what I'm saying? It had to be some really divine intervention to really come in and pull you out of the fire that you've been in. You know what I mean? And knock them scales off your eyes so you can see clearly now, so you can be able to have enough strength to look up to the hills from which comes my health and say, thank you, Lord, I need you. Because I know I'm not right, the wretched man that I am. You know what I'm saying? And once you realize that you're not all the way right and that you need help, that's when he can really work in you. You know what I'm saying? Start using you to advance the kingdom. Salvation
is an
awesome
thing. To your full potential. I mean, you know, to your full potential. And those who are just tuning in, you're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. Go ahead and get your plate, your napkins, and your fork, which is your Bible, so we can get in there. We're talking about salvation on today. Are you worth saving? Is your life worth saving? Are you worth salvaging? Yes. We here to tell you.
You are
worth saving. I'm a testimony. I was saved. I was salvaged. I was broken in so many pieces. I didn't think I could, you know, get put back together and become whole. But God showed me. He showed me that.
I love it when I read that and I see, but God. You know what I'm saying? All this you're saying. But, you know, but at the end of the day, but God, if it wasn't for God on my side, you know what I'm saying, then I love that but God thing. You know, I was this, I was that, and the other, but God. You know what I'm saying? I love that because he steps in. If it wasn't for him, you know, but God.
Mike,
you know
let's break down the meaning of salvation real fast before we get to our godly guest.
Salvation, pretty much, man, we look in the dictionary, it pretty much like Diva Mary Kay was saying, it's to save, to protect, you know, to pull from, you know, to resist, to kind of keep that hedge of protection over you and around you. And that's pretty much what salvation is. That's what God wants to do with us, is protect us, save us from hell, if you will. You know, that's just plain and simple. He wants to protect us. He wants to keep us whole. He wants to preserve us because we are his. He didn't die for nothing. He died for us. And that's what salvation is. When he hung up on that cross, he died so we can be saved. You know, so we get into the salvation, man. I love it, man. Let's get into that godly guest.
We got our godly guest, Jerk Rob, in the building with us. Everything we do is a movie. Let's go ahead and bring him in, man.
I like that. Welcome
to
the show. Man, it sounded like a movie was about to start. I'm like, yo, where is it?
Yes, it is. You hear our godly guest is in the building. This is something spectacular. It's this 20th century movement going on, and we're talking about that salvation. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. Special godly guest live in the building with his jerk. Holler at us and let us know what it is.
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I can't complain at all. I was listening to y'all chop it up earlier about, you know, salvation and all of that. So I was, you know, I was eating a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting to see what's going on. It's just, yeah, my brother Mike, you know, Mike Mitch, you know what I'm saying? It's a good thing.
There you go. There you go, laughing again. Hey, but before we get into what you know about your salvation and how you work it out with fear and trembling, why don't you give people a little bit, brief description of how you got the name Jerk?
Jerk. How I got the name? Wow, we going back. I was a little kid, and my mom is. My name is Jermaine. My government name is Jermaine. So my mom used to shorten it for Jerk, J-E-R. She used to yell through the window like when I was outside, like, Jerk, get in this house. So the homies thought it was funny just to put a K on the end and call me Jerk. Because I used to do some crazy, I mean, I was like that crazy kid that used to do everything. Like, you know, I done fell off the top of the roof. So I didn't, you know, I didn't try everything a couple of times, a few times. So anyway, they called me Jerk. And then I was, you know, I used to say, well, you know, what the devil meant for bad, God turned for good. So it just changed into an acronym in the sense of Jesus edifying reverence in the kingdom. So if I'm a jerk, I'm a jerk for Jesus. So you follow Jesus edifying reverence in the kingdom. That's what jerk stands for. So, yeah.
Amen.
And the next to make a long story short, because it could have been a long story, but I'm going to give you the short end of it.
Well, we definitely appreciate that, man. I know a lot of times I'll be like, yeah, we got Jerk coming on. Jerk? What is Jerk?
People like, huh?
Oh,
what?
Like, yeah, like, okay. Anyway, but yeah, man, why don't you, you know, since you minister the gospel to the medium of rap, you know, why don't you just give people quick synopsis of salvation for you?
Salvation for me, it means, you know, I mean, that's a multifaceted question because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most people say, you know, how do you receive salvation, and then how do you walk in salvation? Is
mm-hmm.
the whole thing. But how do you receive salvation? It clearly states, and y'all opened it up with the word, and it says, if you confess with your mouth that, you know, he was raised from the dead, and believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins, and confess with your mouth, then you say. So, I mean, according to the scriptures, that's what the scripture says, you know what I mean? So, you know, and it also has in John 1:12 says, yet all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So, so it's all how we believe. And the thing is though, because there's a lot of people, and I be looking at them on Facebook and MySpace, they say they're Christians. But it also says in Matthew 7:21, it says not everyone who say Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of his Father which is in heaven. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes on to say, and many which come in my day and say, Lord, Lord, have not done all these wonderful things, and he would say, depart from me, for I have never knew thee. So I mean, so between receiving and walking it out, we see that it's some stuff that needs to be done here. And most people just like to end it with, oh, I'm saved because I confess with God. Now, then you have a whole bunch of, I don't want to open it up to a whole bunch of other stuff, but you got to, you know, in between there is a whole bunch of things. But, yes,
right.
To get back to the point, I'm sorry if I'm going all over the place. But
that's good stuff.
If you confess with your mouth, believe God is was, you know, raised from the dead, and he died for your sins, then yes, he's covered by the blood, his blood that was shed for you.
Mm. Amen.
And I like that you said that. I really like what you said, you know, and definitely passing the praise. We passing praise over here. I like you said confessing with your mouth and believing with your heart. When you confess, you know, when you tell somebody that you love them, love means promise to love you no matter what, rather good, bad, evil, ugly. I love you no matter what. And it's always good, always good. I mean, always good to have somebody who is concerned about your salvation, somebody that's praying for you in your corner. It's always good to have to get. It's armor. We a team. You know, we coming together because you need that person in. Not just you need that person, and you should be that person that knows how to intercess and pray for yourself, your family, any situation. Mm-hmm. Confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart is going to start to change you in a good way. Your thinking is going to start to change. Your dress is going to start to change. The way you listen is going to start to change for the better. Now, this is good change. I mean, this is good change. The way you react to things is going to start to change, and I only can tell you what I have witnessed. I'm not going to sit here and tell you something that I think. The thinking diva is over. The knowing diva is here. Because the things that I was thinking before, it was not necessarily true. I went and I seek for the truth, and I seek for the knowledge. Because a lot of us, when we start off, and you know, you want to have people around you who care about your salvation, and if they don't, then you need to reevaluate who's around you. Because the truth of the matter is, if you make the things of the world your friend, you make God your enemy. So ask yourself this question. Do I want God to be my enemy, or do I want the world to be my enemy? I don't think it's a pretty hard question to answer. Because God, he created the world. And that's just real. But accepting, when you confess it with your mouth and believing it in your heart, accept the change, y'all. Accept the correction. Accept them feelings that you're going to have. Every day ain't going to be good now. And I'm glad that I just said that because we got a lot of people out there that's just ministering the good word. You ain't going to always be a good word. I'm telling you, it's not always going to be a good word, so prepare yourself. Just like you went through hard times in the world, you going to go through some hard times. You do not despise the chastening of the Lord. This is correction. This is to put you in a place and make you stronger so you can be able to be able to react to what God wants you to do. See, you're removing your flesh, man. You're removing your flesh, woman. You're not doing what they feel, you know, what I feel. I feel. But let me tell y'all something before I pass the praise one more time. A feeling. These feelings, y'all, these feelings. Now, you feel the feeling and let it pass. And what I mean by that is today I can be brokenhearted. I can be broke, I can be homeless, I can be strung out, I can just be down in the dumps, down in the valley, deep down in there where there's nothing, I know life. But when tomorrow comes, and let's say I hit the lottery, am I going to feel the same way how I felt yesterday? No. So do not, you know, dwell on how you feeling right now. When the feeling comes, you need to start saying, for women, you know, I'm going to say it for women, Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman build up her house, but a foolish woman plucking it down with her own hands. I done tore up enough houses, y'all. I don't have no more houses to tear up, and I'm for sure not tearing up the kingdom. I'm going to go ahead and pass the praise.
Definitely. I'll feel you on that one. So I know Brother Jerk got a few things going on. You know, we do some research, and I see you got a Joshua Generation, and then I know you got the Kino Camp. I mean, why don't you explain to us what Joshua Generation is for them to do?
Joshua Generation, in a nutshell, is bringing organizations and groups of people that wouldn't ordinarily work with each other together. Like, when God was showing me, I thought it was just, you know, Joshua went over and he took the city, and because my father was a minister and he didn't live up to his potential, and it was like passing the mantle down to me. I thought when he gave me the idea of Joshua Generation that, you know, I was going to come, and I was just thinking, like, you know, that it was mostly monetary at the time. Like, hey, you know, my pops was supposed to be rich, and, you know, because Joshua, you know, got the wealth, but God was showing me that it was not about monetary things. It was about winning souls, and it was about bringing the kingdom of God together. And when when he gave me the idea of Joshua Generation, it was more or less a lot of churches be, let's just say it, they be banging on the church. So I have worked with churches that, you know, that I don't like Pastor so and so, and they never really sat down and had a dialogue with each other, and even tried to communicate. They just said, you know, because of their beliefs or whatever. And it was like, that's why I like the topic. The topic is salvation. So if your goal is to save people, then it shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You can at least agree on one thing, because the Bible is clear and concise. It says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth, then, you know, you should be able to at least come together on that part, you know?
Right.
Everybody say, and then we can agree on everything else. I mean, if we disagree on everything else, let's just get these folks saved. That's what God wanted us to do anyway. He said, go on to the world. I have a wife of 10 years. I've been married, and then I have 6 kids. So I've been very fruitful and multiplying.
Woo!
Like rabbits. I am building the church all by myself. I'm going to get all the jokes out the way right now. Let me just tell all the
I mean, that's what's up. You know, you for 10 years, you know, I definitely applaud you for that.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a spiritual battle and it's a physical battle sometimes. I mean, like, I'll be fighting, I'll be putting hands. No, I'm just saying, you know, doing the things that, you know, I want to get, you know, because people be like, you know, his name is Derek. He might be putting hands on him, too. No, it's not like that. I understand that I'm a man of God, and as he put in place, I am the head of the household, as God is head of the church. So I understand my position.
I think that it's a cool thing, like, to have to be married to a man of God. Because just imagine if y'all get into, you know, a little disagreement or an argument. He'd be like, you know, babe, I love you, and your attitude stink right now, but I'm going to take you to the Lord. That's all right. You can do what you want to do, but I'm going to take that attitude to the Lord. And, you know, for a woman, I'll be like, okay. You know, I would argue, say, you better not take my attitude to the Lord.
Hey, it sounds good right now. The way you're saying it, it sounds a whole lot better than when it really happened.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Let's keep it real.
You just made it seem nice and rosy. Oh, I appreciate you. That's so sweet.
What you want to learn from me for? You need it for yourself. Neither gonna talk about you. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go to him myself.
It's funny because sometimes when we get into arguments, and not to get off the subject, but sometimes when we get into argument, you know, I'll be praying, you know, God get her, and so most of the times when I'm acting like that, he'll go, and she could be totally wrong, but he will turn the focus on me and be like, you know, you need to go tell her you're sorry. And I'm like, huh? Like, wait a minute, did you
I didn't do nothing.
Just went down. It'd be like, yeah, it's a humbling experience. You know, God will use the person next to you to humble you, to make you walk in meekness. I call it holy.
Oh, yes, he will.
They will rub you until you just smooth on out, and then next thing you know, you just like, you know, you where God wants you to be. So yeah.
Yeah, I know you got some music we want to get into.
Yep.
Pass the praise on over to Miss Diva. Hey, we can get right into this.
Remember that. Pass the praise. I'm passing the praise. There you go.
Pass the praise on the left hand side. Come on, pass the praise on the left hand side.
Yeah,
yes,
pass the praise.
We definitely got this.
Hey.
We definitely got some hot music for you. We got 4 hot cuts from you. Again, Ask Me How I Know, Someday, and Swagger Jack. So we can go into any. Well, let's start with Swagger Jack. Tell us how Swagger Jack came about.
Oh, Swagger Jack came about. Okay, how can I say it? It's a lot of people doing. I'm just gonna say it. Forget it.
But
y'all don't like
just tell it,
right?
It's a lot of people doing mixtapes, and when they do mixtapes, they use secular tracks. And I don't have a problem with that. But when they do the secular tracks, they end up sounding like the dude who was originally rapping and on the secular beat. And I'm going, dude. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Be yourself. I could see if you don't have a producer around you and you take their track, but you don't have to sound like them while they rapping and then throw in Jesus just to say, you know, it's gospel. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you still in they swag. I'm like, God is the swag master. He invented this whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
If you want to jack somebody, jack the Lord. You know what I'm saying? He asking you to be like me. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then we ignore him like he can't create. Like, he wasn't the creator. You know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of set me off. And you can hear it in my voice a little bit. I'm like, man, y'all swagging these little dudes, man. And they not even nowhere near the road to salvation, some of these cats. You know what I'm saying? So, and I did mention Lil Wayne and there. I'm like, that's a shame. You want to be like Lil Wayne. You know, something needs to change. I'm tired of these gospel mimics, you know, gimmicks. Claiming every, you know, it's just a mess. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we really don't need a gimmick. We really don't need mimics. If we just rely on the Holy Spirit and just allow God to use our gifts. And I'm not saying I'm the baddest rapper in the world. I'm just saying that if we allow God to take our talents to the next level and rely on him, it'll all work out. Because I know people who... I feel have less talent than others, but guess they're in bigger positions, and I know people with tremendous talents, but because they're not humble, that people don't even receive what they got to hear. So,
well, you know, I gotta do a holy interception. They are in worldly positions. They are in worldly positions. That's what they are. They are in worldly positions. They position really is a temporary position, is not eternal. And I'm glad you made this song, Swagger Jack, because we're about to get right into it live on Spiritual Feeding. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
I'ma talk about unity in the body of Christ,
but there is none, right?
It feels like there's no life. Most people is straight up dead. Don't read the word of God, don't get it in their head. Got it in their head, but don't get it in their heart. But your heart is the tablet and I get your fresh thought. But choose the creator, I'm the creator. I will give you inspiration and favor, but you choose not to use me at all. At Swagger Jack the dudes, cause you on it all. That's not the way you ought to lose your life. Lose it in Christ, right? Then you get it back, right? Nah, you rather walk in sin, repent and do it again. We're trying to die to nine, cause you let the devil win. Yo, he got control of your mind and soul. Go, you go to church and sit on the front row. Oh, I gotta let you know that the building can't take your soul. You're out of control.
If you wanna be a star, and you're looking to Swagger Jack. Swagger Jack him, cause he wants that. You wanna be a star, and you're looking to Swagger Jack. Swagger Jack the D.O.D. cause he wants that. Throw cash in air.
Ooh, it's all about you. Your name is on the track, you trying to get him credit for that. Not a good look, man. What you trying to do, fam? Just trying to get you to understand. Man, it's all about you and how you got much game and how your swag is tight and the others is lame. That's insane. You wanna be the gospel of the way. Man, something needs to change. I'm tired of these gospel mimics. Calling every woman they hear it. Everyone's a critic. Yeah. Tired of these gospel gimmicks. He said if he be lifted up, he draw everyone by his spirit. And I know everybody's not with it. What? Got something to say about me saying something, so Twitter it. Put that on your Facebook, fake. Cause you're fake, touch fake. When your face should be stuck between a great book. Or should I say the Bible? Go read it. I better yet, it's spiritual food, so eat it.
If you wanna be a star and you're looking to Swagger Jack, Swagger Jack him, cause he wants that. If you wanna be a star and you're looking to Swagger Jack, Swagger Jack the deal, because he wants that. Throw cash in the air, be a millionaire. $10 and change, have a bad name. Might as well play the game, but you don't wanna change.
Touch on with salvation is a guide. We need a guide. You need a guide. And it says in Psalms 32:1-2, it says, blessed is he who transgressions is forgiven. When sin is covered, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and is whose spirit that is no gully. There comes a time in each life where life feels like it's over. It's an overwhelming flood, and, you know, suddenly you realize that you need a change. You know, accept the need of change. Well, what you need to do, what is some of the steps that you can do. I'm not going to tell you what you need to do because everybody works in a different way. Find a church where you can connect with your guide named Jesus. Jesus is your guide. Then consult with your pastor about a human guide. Establish, and after you do that, what you need to do is establish regular meetings with your mentor / guide and begin to shape your new and exciting life with Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's just easy. You accept it, you confess with your mouth, and you believe in your heart, and then you realize, you say to yourself, I need a guide. Where do I find a guide? He's already there. Jesus always been there for us. But you definitely want to find you a church home. And big shout out to my pastor, Pastor Shorter, and first lady, Kathy Shorter. Big shout out to them. I really appreciate them because they taught me three basic principles. One, never talk bad about your pastor or any pastor. Two, is to come to church. Show up to church. Show up to church and participate in what the church is doing, not just Sunday. It's not a visit. Church is not jail. You're not going to visit Pookie in there. This is a place where you're going to get changed. You know, and then the third thing is pay your tithes and offerings. The third thing is, and I'm going to pass the praise back over to you, Mike Mitch.
Definitely want to keep your mouth off these pastors out here. Definitely want to do that, man. But we want to get into, I know you had another joint by Someday. And every time I hear it, I just can't, I'm trying to get the high voice. I want to tell you a story. You know, but I can't ever sound like how she sound. But definitely I want to get into, you know, the whole meaning of Someday when you decided to put that out.
Oh man, that's off the first album. I have just funny. I have about four albums saved up, and I was actually trying to put them out. And God said you didn't really do the first one right, and He's a God of order, so He I have to go back revisit the first album and do it the way, because a lot of people don't even know who I am. This is and so this first album basically is where He wanted to break the solid ground, and whatever comes behind it into all that He has. But this song called Someday is it's talking about we're going to see God one day. We're going to have to give account of our life. So, and it's almost like, you know, we talk about salvation, but
yeah,
we sometimes don't see the end goal and the end result. We don't even look beyond past getting salvation. Okay.
Hmm.
I'm not pressing buttons.
It's not me. I must be talking some real stuff. That's right.
Talk about it.
But yeah, it's when you see where the end result and where we're trying to get to, our goal is to get to heaven. So it's kind of like it's kind of synopsis of everything, you know. I'm going to tell you a story. We all going to see Him someday, yeah. And we should bow in His glory, and we should see Him face to face. So that's basically what the song is talking about. And it's, you know, just redirecting us towards heaven, and that we have somebody that watches over us and loves us so much that they don't want nothing to happen to us, you know what I'm saying, and they want us to walk in His goodness. Even though stuff going to happen to us, but it's so we can grow. You know, that's why I take joy in trials and tribulations. And those are the things that, you know, either make us go forward or make us fall off.
Right. That's definitely. I'm glad you said that, man, because I was looking at James 1 when it tells us to consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know, that's pretty much what I get when you say that. You know, taking the good out of everything and letting our trials and tribulations build us up. You know, so it completes us and matures. You know, so we'll know how instead of complaining about it, we can just say, okay, God, thank you for looking at me so much that you want to help build me up. You know.
And a hard head got a feeling to believe it anyway. I was hard-headed too. A hard head got a feeling to believe it. Why is it that we have to have something happen to us or something extreme for us to be pulled out of a crazy situation and say, oh, my God, how is that? So do you know what I was? You know where I was at? I was stuck in between two trees with a truck on my back and a sword right in my foot. And it was God. God came out of nowhere and he said, he's real. Don't get to that point, y'all. Please don't get to that point. Assess him now and not for yourself, but thinking about the generation. Let's not think about how we going or the better for the next 5 months. We talking about the next 50 years. Let's get locked into this song right here, Someday by Drake. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Blog Talk.
I thought I got a...
Like, but what happened? Why isn't the music playing? And I'm looking at it.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
can't wait till that someday either, man. So I'd rather live for him now than die and find out.
Nah, for real. That's real. And that's what I tell people who, like, when we debating and I'm talking to, like, Muslims and stuff, and I'm like, you know, they actually read the Word of God and everything, too. And I just tell them, if I live as a Christian and do everything as a Christian, I will automatically go to heaven according to the Muslims or whatever. The Orthodox. I'm not talking about the ones who believe in blowing their planes and stuff. But, and I say, I'd rather live as a Christian than to die and find out. And that's what that comes in. Is, you know what I'm saying? It just means that, you know, the penalty you will receive for not even wanting God. You know what I mean? So, I'm getting texts from a lot of people like, why nobody answering the phone? That's praise.
We got people calling the guideline.
That's what they saying. Yeah.
Definitely. Diva Mary Kay, I'm going to pass the praise on over to you.
Okay.
Hello. Anyway.
Okay, we here. We live.
Yeah, we got us. We on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Spiritual Feed, man. You live with your boy Mike Mitch, Stephen Mary Kay, my boy Jerk. We still gonna get it in. We're talking about salvation. We just got into Someday by Jerk.
Most definitely.
Yes. Even live and better. I forgot I muted my mic. But again, you gotta call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And when you get to the dinner table, you gotta press 1. You gotta press 1 to pass the praise on the left hand side. So you press that 1 button that lets us know that you wanna go ahead and worship with us, because in a minute it's about to be testimony time. And y'all know how we get down on testimony time. I love testimony time. It's another way to just let people know and confess with your mouth how good God has been and just get it all out. I think for me, testimony is like therapy. It's like cleansing. Testify. I know. Excuse me. You got to testify up in here, and if you want to eat, you got to press the 1 button to be heard. passing the praise. I definitely want to add on to what we're talking about, the salvation, man. And I wanted to talk about Hannah. Hannah had a broken and contrite heart, and, you know, she went to the one who can help us. You know, Hannah asked God, and Hannah confessed to God, Hannah received God, and Hannah obeyed God. And I say that again. Hannah asked God. Salvation is for the asking, y'all. Ask for your salvation. Go get your salvation. It's yours.
Own it.
It's yours. Hannah asked God. She confessed to God. She received God. And she obeyed him. I can imagine, you know, when God heard Hannah prayer and saw Hannah's tears, that, you know, God probably what? The prayer of Hannah required something in her. You know, it required faith. Hannah had to have faith. You know, and faith brought an answer to Hannah's prayer, and faith will bring answer to your prayers too. Every prayer about salvation. Let's go ahead and go to the Godly Lines is lighting up. I see y'all ready to eat now, huh? Let's go ahead and go to the guidelines to get some feedback. All we ask y'all to do is be in a quiet background. And also, when you open the line, just let me know your name and where you're calling from. Let's go to 862-215. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on? It's your boy, Jay Cavani. I'm calling from North New Jersey.
Jay Cavani is live in the building.
How's it going, bro?
Boy, you live at the dinner table. You ain't even in the building. We at the table. We eating, y'all.
Yeah.
Jersey in the building.
Jersey the building. Right. How's your boy, man? Straight from CavaniCloven.com, man. You already know. Diva Mary Kay, Mike Mitch, what's good?
Hey, man, we blessed. Eating off the spiritual feeding.
Yeah, man. This is... you know, this is very enlightening, and, you know, these are subjects that I find myself, you know, walking a lonely path with, because, you know, salvation, you know, in my terminology, I found it as, like, being saved and, you know, being receptive to God and understanding that, you know, he's walking with you through the path that you're trying to blaze in life, you know, especially when you're on a positive level. And, you know, that's, you know, when you're trying to draw emotions and, you know, translate positive feelings out of the youth and, you know, I mean, the elderly, you know, I feel like it's God's work, and God's work always works. So, you know, I don't know how y'all feel about that, but, you know, that's the way I terminology it.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. I definitely agree with that. How you feel about that, Jerk?
I mean, yeah, man. And that's the thing, you know, considering God's work, sometimes, you know, and I'm not, sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and we think we got to do the work. And, you know, cause our work is filthy rags, you know, that's what he says. So. But, yeah, man, I was blessed by that. Yeah, God work.
You definitely. You definitely right about that. And we can't run around here trying to be Jesus Jr. You know, we Jesus Jr. You can't run around here being a Jesus Jr. You take it to the Lord. You put it in the pot. The pot going to get hot. It's going to start cooking. And when it's done, the Lord is going to feed you.
Absolutely.
He's going to feed you. Yeah, yeah. He's going to show you what to do, because a lot of times we can get discouraging. And, you know, I have to remind myself of this, even with my family members and people. I'll be like, you know what? Let me go ahead and I keep an MP3 player with me, because I'm still fighting the flesh. Remember, I'm still killing my roommate. See, the flesh woman is still here. So I have to put some music for me, spiritual music, God's word, into my ear so I can be able to come back and respond to it. Because immediately it's like, you know what, 2 pieces and a biscuit. But you can't 2 pieces and a biscuit, people. It's not going to be
ain't always cool to give everybody a 2-piece and a biscuit and a strawberry color.
Well, I do have to say, we are supposed to look like, I mean, little Jesus, because he asked us to be like that. And then he said, in John 14:12, he said, greater works than these shall ye do, because you go to my Father. So, I mean, not to, like, correct you, but, I feel like, you know, I'm asking God for the greater work.
I love correction. I love
it.
Yeah.
Because he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go into my Father. So we have a, when he said that, he's saying, I'm going to my Father to intercede on your behalf, because we have a greater covenant than the Old Testament. And now we got God interceding on our behalf, and he's saying, you're going to do greater works because I'm here and I sprinkle my blood, and it's much greater than the covenant that anybody had before, prior to that.
That's real right there,
We love that. We love that. We love that God, that you let God use you as a tool. That is beautiful. Let's go ahead and get more into the guidelines. We see y'all in the guidelines. Let's go to 424-789. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, my name is Norm Mitchell. I'm calling from California. How y'all doing?
Yes, Callie's in the building. Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. You got your Bible, because we are eating. You ready to eat?
All right. Y'all feed me. Y'all giving me a full course right now, and as I listen to y'all, and I just want to thank
y'all. That's funny, man. That's like my father.
That's your father right there, boy. That's your father, boy.
That is my father.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's it. For sure. Man, I'm truly proud of you, man, and I love being blessed by my own son and the crew that you run with. I just love to hear y'all feed off that word of God, you know. So I'm just sitting here kind of listening and just getting blessed, because the word is true, you know what I'm saying? And so we just keep pushing that word and receiving it by faith and let it do what it do. So I agree with the sister too, like, give it to the Lord, let him cook it up, and he will definitely feed you all your desires of your heart. So continue to be blessed, and I was just checking in. You know, I've been listening. I'm loving it. I like to hear y'all young people get busy with the word of God. And just continue to bless me. And Mike, well, I'm proud of you, boy. You make your dad real proud. The words, they honor your father and mother. And you're doing a good job, son. Praise God.
Man, that's
good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm going to let y'all go. And,
Hmm? That's what's up, man. We just thank you for calling in. Definitely put smiles on our faces. I'm getting full with this word. I can feel my stomach, you know, filling up with this food. I'm still going to have energy later. I'm still going to have joy later. I ain't getting the itis with this. And now we bring a family. Daddy here. Daddy at the table. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Amen. Amen. You know what I'm saying? They room for pops. You know what I'm saying? I need to eat too, you know? Yeah, I get hungry too. So definitely keep feeding us because you're definitely doing that in a – God bless y'all, and may y'all continue to prosper in all y'all endeavors. Amen.
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 I love you, sir. I love you with all my heart, man, and I'm truly proud of you, big guy. Amen.
Oh, man, that is so cool.
All the time. God bless you.
Look how we doing it on spiritual feeding.
Wow, that's a surprise right there, man. I wasn't expecting to call in.
That's
not like you're about to cheer up, my brother.
That's what's
you
up.
Cheer up, Mike.
That's what the show is for, man. Spiritual feed, man. You know, and we're here to edify and exalt one another, man. And that's a good thing right there, man. So, you know.
Yes.
It's God. It's all God right there, you know.
It's all God. That means it's all good. We got two more joints to get into, two more songs that you have blessings with, man. And the next one we have is Ask Me How I Know before we get into testimony time. I love testimony time. I get excited. But we got this phone call, Ask Me How I Know. So I'm going to ask you, how do you know?
that's basically what we're talking about, because I confess with my heart and believe with my mouth that God has, you know, God has been raised from the dead, and that's how I know, because of that fact. And then he said, whosoever believes the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. But I tell you the truth, whosoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. And that was John 5:24. So that's how I know. You know what I'm saying? I get excited when you talk about this salvation thing. I can talk about it all the time, but
that's right. Put some gravy on it. We're about to get into this song right here, and we're going to come back and talk about salvation is for all. I'm going to tell y'all, you can't win with the life of sin. Let's go.
Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know.
Ask me how I know. I'm saved by the King of the Jews. Heard the gospel call, now I'm bringing it to you. I'm changed by the Spirit within, regenerated my mind and set me free from my sin. So
ask me how I know. Ask me how I know.
Yeah, I ain't the same no more. Used to duck and hide, man, I ain't the same no more. Don't move the reins no more. Live my life in submission to the King, so, yeah. Ask me how I know. Used to chase after the rich, now I'm content being poor. My mind's been renewed from the things of this world. Only thing I'm clinging to was Christ and my baby girl. Kinda like Abraham, but I'm more like Lot. Christ helped me escape the rabbit from the block tone. Ask me how I know. Saved by grace and faith, man, there's no room to boast. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. I'm saved by the King of the Jews. Heard the gospel call, now I'm bringing it to you. I'm changed by the Spirit within, regenerated my mind and set me free from my sins. So
ask me how I know. I can say it with conviction, I know the truth. I'm no studio Christian, I spit them beyond the booth. Got a word in my mouth, so when I hit the streets, set the block on fire when Jesus speaks. I just reach with punchline, yeah, that's fine. I'd rather reach through the bloodline, Romans 10:9. I be the dude, throwing them Christian values, living my life had a lot enough value. When you can hear my pitch, get the picture, paint a vivid script when I spit the scriptures. Dude, grace saved me, I was hugging the curb, took a slug to the chest and I caught on the word.
Ask me how I know, 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 ask me how I know.
I'm saved by the king of the Jews, heard the gospel call, now I'm bringing it to you. I'm changed by the spirit within, regenerated my mind and set me free from my sins. So
ask me how I know, 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 ask me how I know.
I was dead in my sins, how could I choose life? Ripping and running the streets, how could I know Christ? Transgressions weren't too many, who could pay this price? Got the Son incarnate, he paid it with his life. Got the Father, yes, he that elected me before time existed. You can say he predestined me. Yeah, he had to empty me out. Let me see what Philippians 2 was really about. Now your boy's walking it out of bond, serving to my king. Living out the great commission, so the good news I will bring. My allegiance is pledged till he returns or until I'm dead. I'm living Christ like a me, he's hungry, bled.
Ask me how I know, 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 ask me how I know.
I'm saved by the king of the Jews, heard the gospel call, now I'm bringing it to you. I'm changed by the spirit within, regenerated my mind and set me free from my sins. So
ask me how I know, 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 ask me how I know. 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 How I know.
And that's how you know, man. Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. It's the girl, Diva Mary Kay. We got Mike Mitch live in the building. We got Kirk live in the building. We got Jason Money live in the building. We all at the table getting this
experience.
We definitely going to do that chat room check-in right now because they in there eating too. You know, when we have a spiritual feeding, we got to bring a lot of food. You know, we got the sweet words. You know, we got the salvation. We got testimony for dessert. What we got Jesus. We got the Lord and Savior. We talked about being obedient, obeying, receiving. We eating up in here. Shout out to the chat room check-in, Grind Hard Radio, Jit Chronicles. I see you, guest 10, 698, guest 11, 633, guest 11, 673. Everybody that's popping in and out, y'all can call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 to get you a plate because this is how we getting down. We going to pass the plates on the left-hand side.
All right. Big jerk. Man, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. So real quick before we get into the testimony part, man, about this keynote camp. Briefly tell us about the keynote camp.
Keynote camp started, it's a bunch of brothers on the West Coast, and I was running to them at shows and stuff, and then it was like, hey, dude, how long have we been doing this? And a lot of brothers been in it for like 10 years and stuff like that, and nothing is really cracked. Here on the West Coast, we kind of fragmented. Everybody's doing their thing. We're scattered out. So through that, there's a couple of brothers who it came from, you know, saying, hey, we need to link up. We need to do music. But more than doing music, I think it was more we need fellowship. And for the fellowship, we have to make sure that when we come together, it's centered around something. And it came from out of prayer, just meeting and praying. You know, we just was brothers getting together and just praying. We didn't do the music, we didn't do nothing but just pray the first couple of meetings. And then out of that, you know, it was like Bible studies, and then we just grew from there. And, you know, everybody had musical gifts. And then it was just like God brought us together And then Terrell, who was on the Ask Me How I Know with me, he actually did the hook. And he did the hook on the first and the last verse. I was just in the middle, you know, it was kind of neat feature. But it's a whole album that that was birthed out of that. And God blessed me with some production skills in the studio. So, you know, we just meet at the studio and we just get it in. And so that's how it came out. But kenosis means to be emptied, not God being emptied of his deity but or his sovereignty, but God fashioned himself as man just so he can save human. So that's what kenosis means, you know, and it comes out of Philippians. You can see it on the thing. If you know, read it. I don't want to take too much more time before we get in there. But with that, it's saying a bunch of brothers saying, okay, let's just get together and let's start having unity on the West Coast, because that's what the East Coast have. That's what the South has. And, right. You know, we just waiting to do that so we can, you know. And since, you know, what I found out is everybody will make room for them, and everybody has a fit. The Bible says we jointly fitted together. So it's room. There's no need to hate on each other. There's no need to, you know, I mean, I admire other people's gifts, and I would love to do that, but God showed me a long time ago, if I show up to a place and I'm not who God put in my spirit, then whoever I'm called to reach is not going to be reached, because I'm trying to be somebody else and not who he called me to be. So with that, I learned that, hey, I'm going to be me, and whoever I'm called to reach, be happy with that. And whoever I can't reach, put brothers around you that can reach them and excel them up to go and do and bring in the people, you know, wherever you can. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir.
Definitely, man. I guess we're, I'm going to pass the praise on over back to Diva Mary Kay.
Diva Mary Kay.
Okay, I'm glad. I thought you was on mute for a minute. I was like,
nah.
Oh, not again. I ain't on mute this time. Where can we get your music from? Somebody got me on speaker, though. Take me off speaker, please. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. That's funny because, you know, I'm still working on it. We have to get it mastered, so it's not even mastered. I shouldn't even say that because I don't even sound professional when I say that. But anyway, get on. Hey. Am I laughing because he knew?
Hey, dude, let me say, I think that probably was me with the speaker.
Okay.
Oh, you forgive me,
well,
bud.
You good now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to get it together. We're going to get it together, brother. We're going to come together, and we're going to do this thing, okay?
All right.
But, Jack, just hit us up. You can hit us up on Facebook, Keno, K-E-N-O, Camp. You can hit me up, Jermaine Jerk Paul. I just told you my name. But anyway, so what? Yeah, hit us up, and then once we get mastered, we'll have everything up and running. But we're still in the beginning stages of this. We're still working the plan out that God has for us. And this was like a
cool. Well, in the meantime, in between time, you can go to that tip, or you can go to Reverb Nation and upload your music so they can hear, you know, what you got going on. And I just want to get a little word from Adia since we're getting into testimony time.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, everything you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you. Ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then, unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
Wow. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, yo, Diva Mary Kay, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, this your boy Jay Cavani from Jersey again. Y'all just want to say, yo, who single y'all was just playing that Ask Me How I Know?
Oh, that was our golly guest we got on the line right there.
Oh, yeah, that was very hot, refreshing. Like, I'm a hardcore hip-hop dude. Like, you know what I mean? I listen to, like, LOX. You know what I mean? I listen to Jim Jones. I listen to Jeezy. But I ain't never hear nobody put it down like that, and it still come out on a positive message. So, you know, shout outs to that right there, man, because, you know, that was very important. And that sounded like, I think I heard something about Christian rap. You know what I mean? It seemed to me like it's very underground and underrated, man. They need to bring that front line and mainstream. So just keep going with that, man, because you got
We already bringing it to the front line. We already bringing it to the mainstream. But again, you know, it's the language that we speak. And as you get your salvation, and as you start to be committed and you receive the Lord, you're going to be able to... You excuse me of it. And it's good because it's there. And you know, Mike Mitch, you know, it's great, Jerk, to have you on the show. And there's going to be more shows to come. We're going to have more gospel artists, more gospel rappers, more gospel R&B, more gospel rap. I mean, rock. We're going all over, China.
We're
going to have a gospel guest each and every month. I mean, Monday. And we're going to have them come in and do it, man. We about to get right into this testimony time. We all live on the line right now. If you want to get your testimony on, all you got to do is call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Testimony time, you get about 2 to 3 minutes just to give us a quick testimony, and then we pass the praise. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and start with our godly guests, because we appreciate them coming through. And the godly guests, once you finish with your 2 to 3 minutes, you know, you can go ahead and pass the praise on over to Mike Mitch. We're going to pass to Jay Cavani, and then Diva Mary Kay going to come in. Let's go.
All right. First, I want to thank Jacob Vontan. I see that. Thanks for the encouragement. I appreciate the love. And, I see that. Testimony. I got a whole bunch of them. Where do I start? Got a new place, and God blessed me. We working on it. You know, we had to gut it out from the bathroom all the way up almost to the front. But God has provided all the resources that I needed, people that can do it. I got a new baby on the way, which will be my sixth child. Expecting in October. So I'm praying for a boy, so y'all believe with me.
For real.
I'm specific about what I want. I want a boy. I want him to be... Raising their feet to understand proposal. I want them to be raising talks well. I want them to be of the Lord. I want them to be beautiful. I want them to be smart. I want them to be able to tell others to come to Christ. And you know, everything. I pray for every little detail. You know, God said it's going, you know, you just want a healthy baby, you get that. But if you pray and be specific, then he'll get that too. I just believe that God will give you the desires of your heart to serve him first. So I just thank you, pray for that. And then that's my testimony. I'm not going to go long. So those are my two. And then I thank God for my wife, my beautiful wife, Alicia, Mary Alicia Fall. So, you know, for having 6 kids. You know, what woman want to have all them kids for a man? But God
bless her. Wow.
God bless her.
Amen.
Get off, man. I don't mean to mess up the testimony rotation, but Diva Mary Kay got your info, man, because I like to push some of that music out here in Newark, New Jersey, man, for real.
Oh, man.
We can definitely get that to you, my brother.
All right, cool. No doubt.
I can send that to you email ASAP.
All right, for sure.
But
we're going
to let them take care of, we got to take care of them copyright first. We take it on copyright, then we'll get it to you.
All right, we definitely can take care of that.
Yeah, we protect our kings and queens up in here. You know, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with that. Go ahead and pass the praise to the left hand side.
I got a lot to be thankful for, a lot to testify about, man. First off, I'm going to go with just my spirituality, man, getting my life together. Repositioning
God,
me back. You know, get repositioning me back in the place I need to be, you know, as far as serving him and stuff of that nature, man. I thank God for, like, my father that called in. That's a testimony in itself, man, because, you know, it's a long story behind that, man, but I thank God for him. He's definitely an inspiration in my life. My only son, my firstborn is coming soon, so I'm looking forward towards that, man. I'm about to indulge in a whole little marriage life and everything, man, so I definitely thank thank God for the pinnacles and the places that he's taken me. And and that's pretty much my testimony, man. It's just recently it's just been a whole 360 in the way I think, the way I talk and everything else that comes along with it. And I'm really trying to live this thing for real, you know. And it's definitely gonna get greater. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the praise on over to my boy, Jay Cavani.
All right, that's what's up, man. Amen to that, man. First of all, shout out to the Lord for waking us up today, man. And I got a lot of testimonies, but, man, I probably got a few, you know. Thanks for, you know, putting somebody like Diva Mary Kay in my path in life. Word is going, I would be on the phone right now learning about all this good, you know, spiritual feeding and learning and meeting all these new people, you know what I mean, that's putting positive inspiration and impact in my life. All the support, vision, man, you know what I mean, having sight so I could be able to create garments that people love and make them feel good and draw emotions out of them, man, and just keep going with it and, you know, love the work, you know what I mean, not the money. Man, just having a decent job and, you know, not being a product of my environment, you know what I mean, perseverance, man, and, you know, and, you know, loving the kids, man, and loving life, man. Praise
Definitely.
All praise to you, man.
Definitely. Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And being the leader, man, you know what I mean, you know, not by, I would say not by position, but by example. So,
yeah. Amen.
Yeah, That's what it do right there.
I'm going to pass praise on over to Diva Mary Kay.
Diva Mary Kay.
First of all, I got to say, Father God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of these days. Father God, I just ask that you continue to work on me, helping me every day to be used as a tool for your glory. Father God, thank you for taking me from a mess and going into this ministry, helping me tap into the power that you have put into the inside of me. Father God, I testify that I don't have to drink, I don't have to smoke, I don't have to put on stilettos, I ain't got to show how fat my booty is because my beauty comes from you. It's from the inside. I thank you, Lord, for giving me that wisdom to know that I am beautiful on the inside, so it is going to shine out and touch the whole world. Father God, I just want to testify and thank you for my platform, for my radio personality, for my job, for a healthy son, for a healthy testimony and thank you for honesty, Lord, that I can get honest with people and let them know that I was in a shelter. I was down and out. I was smoking weed every day. I was dealing with multiple men. But through your grace and your mercy, Lord, Father God, use me. This testimony is not mine. The victory is yours. I'm only speaking because the victory is yours. Father God, thank you for giving me the courage to recommit to you, because I knew the life that I was living and the thoughts that I was thinking was wrong. And I was able to be honest in front of my church because I lied to myself for a long time, Lord. You are merciful. You are wonderful. Thank you for giving me grace. Grace is the things that I don't deserve every day. And mercy is the things that you withhold from me that I ain't ready for yet. I thank you for that correction, Lord. I know that there's going to be weapons formed against me, but through your grace and mercy, they shall not prosper. They shall not work. They shall not work. I'm so thankful to testify. I'm so thankful to worship your name. I'm so thankful for my commitment. I'm so thankful for Jerk. I'm so thankful for Jay Cavani. I'm so thankful for everybody that tuned in to get this spiritual feeding so they can see and know that we are kings. We are queens. We came from greatness. Every day, where can we go that we can hide from the Lord? Nowhere. And I thank you, God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Spiritual feed, man. I'm full.
Yeah.
I'm full too.
I'm in the matrix.
I could always get some more.
It's that food where, you know, it's like you got that eatability, you know. You know how them commercials are like the beer with the drinkability? We got, you know, this word here, get your eatability. You can eat as much as you want. You know, you can get fat in the spirit instead of fat in the stomach.
Wow. We're going to go ahead and end this show out with a prayer as we opened it up with prayer. And we always end it with prayer. When y'all wake up in the morning, know the devil is outside your door doing push-ups. First thing that you should do, you wake up and smile that crusty smile with the Lord and say, thank you, God, for another day.
Yeah, and walk over that, man. and walk over that. Yeah, like a doormat.
Me personally, I take them right in the middle of a push-up. Oh, no, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
yes, sir.
I thank you. You
want to
end this prayer, Mike Mitch? You
want to end this
prayer? How you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and, let's go ahead and end it off, man. Thank you, Father. Dear Heavenly Lord, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for this time of fellowship, this time to receive your word, to express your love and your mercy and your grace, Father. I thank you for the guests. Thank you for my brother, Jerk, for Jacob Vani, for my father calling in. I thank you for Diva Mary Kay for having this platform, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the lives that may have been changed on this evening, for those that have been encouraged, those that have been edified, exalted. I thank you for our families. I just thank you for this ministry that you have presented with us, Father, and we will purposely be good stewards over it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could
only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
All the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to me. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I do. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
I can't get no helpers in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am. Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter.